last time we covered the thesis Chassid Baumel, and then in the thesis there is something very difficult to mention the Tehas Gittin, how he explained it. So let's go over the thesis again. Now the Gemara says Kaposig Etonim Leishne Mecher Leishne Matonim Bishleine Mecher Mechidoi Zuzek Kamayim Kudikon Ushtore Rai Baumel Dilo Yoi Zuzek Kamayim Ave Maran Apshay Vikasmin Ushtore El Matone B'Maiko Kone El Av B'Hai Shtore V'Hai Shtore Chasko Baumel Omar Shmuel Dino Malchus Adini V'Boi Yisayim Etone Chutz Mechidoi Noshi. So the Gemara's kasha is this kol ha'shtore suri b'chol suri chovin except for gidinoshim shechavodim mishkosha. Why? Because achoyes, they tell the truth. So you know whatever is mentioned in the shtar is true. But, so in shtore raye, where the whole purpose is to ascertain the facts, so anything that is verified by achoyes is true. But Shtori Kinyan, like Shtamatone, title has to change from one person to another through the Shtar. And since Goyim signed it, even if they tell the truth, so it's a Chasko Baum. So the Gemara has put it. One teretz is the reason as to why it's effective by Shtamatone is because of Dinu Malchus Adinu. So not the Tehas Shtar, but because the Malchus said so. Not B'Tirashta. The second Loshni is that when the Mishnah says Chutz Migdinoshim Yishocher Avodim, it doesn't mean Gidinosh Shechavodim. It means everything that is Ishtar Kinyan, like Gidinosh Shechavodim. And Shtamatome is included, because that's also Ishtar Kinyan. Now the question is, what about the second Russian rejects the union of Dinu Malchus Adinu. They will soon see that, but I want to go over briefly the Teisves again. So, Teisves said, now let's see the Rashi, because Teisves is based upon the Rashi. Dinu Malchus Adinu v'kechovim, tone chutz mechidin noshim, kol shtore shehei kigidin noshim, shal yidei ashtar, hadobo nigma, dahin name shtar matonim. The Mashal is Meichigit, it's not Rashi's Losh. But the first thing is Rashi's Losh. So Rashi raised the question, why doesn't the Gemara give another Teretz? The Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah say that all Shtore Momen, including Shtore Matone, which are Shtore Kinyan, so Dacho is HaKosher, but Shtore Kinyan, if the Goyim are signed, so the Apostle Eide, so it's a Chasbidal. It's not a question just of verifying the facts. So the Gemara gives two thoughts. Either Dinu Malchus Adinu or Shtamatone is also possible. But the Gemara could have given a third teretz. In other words, that the Mishnah that says, Kolashtores Oilis Ba'achoyis Shalei Dikichovim Afal Pisha Chismeyem Dikichovim Ksheirim Chutz Migdinoshim Shuch Avodim has reference to a case of Shtore Achoyes where they are already Misira Yisrael. So then it's kosher. So then the question of Ides, so why did the notion of Shechavodim is possible? The answer is, Mida Rabbonon, there is Aloha Misuyev Miteichet. And the Mishnah is reference to Kol Shtore Achoyes Bachir Shadit Chavim that has a Misira Yisrael. So Rashi says the reason is why the Gemara does not give the teretz is because the teretz that the Gemara gave and Daftesamut Beis is a Deichak. is Deichak. How do we know it's Deichak? Because the Gemara is the Kashe, Voma. Vomar Avabel Nidar Beza Mizuyim Teichai Shehu Posol. So the Gemara had to say Shem is Mevokim. It's Deichak. So this is Kashe against Rashi. But in the Maskona of the Gemara, the Teretz remains. So how can we say it's a Deichak? Now let's see the case. Chaspe Baume. So the Rashi says it's a Deichak. Why is it a Deichak? Because the Gemara says, from Mutone Sefer, Rapshina Neimer, Afeil Kshirim, Vomar Rapzira, Yorat Rapshimu, Shitoshi Sharab Leza, the Misirikase, Michal Tanakamu Sabalei. So it's a Deichak. But Rashi mentioned the Kasha of the Gemara, and Rashi seems to have ignored the Teretz of the Gemara. As the Gemara, Ike ben Ayishim is Mivokim. And then that remains in the Maskone. So how can Rashi say it's a Deichak? Now let's see the thesis inside. Period becomes tres. Da ve motzer lishnuye be yimisire ve reblezer. Elo di shinuye triki. Do liil pachin alo me di sefer rapshimen. Bishitose de reblezer am mechal de rei shalab reblezer. Because true the Gemara is. But then the Gemara gives a terror shim is mevokin. Because da ad rabbe tiras de yimisire ve reblezer mishal of maskone. Dimshane kikotone milse blese bigdushin. So when the Gemara is the Kashe, Bachazore the Raisi with the Tonel, Kotone, Mil said the Lesser Big Dushin, Mil said the Isa Big Dushin, Loi Kotone. So that means, so it's a Mil said the Isa Big Dushin. So it's Loi Kotone, and that has nothing. So how does Rashi say? Alleine Milse diese Bischung der Tonne kein Lischmo und Mechuper diese Namen bescheuig duschen geht ich sie wie aus dem Beise wo ich schon die Schache ist geschabei und ich ziehe so he says and aber du von der Nacht auf Lesse beduschen da kommt der Rabbanu Baum mit Blüten Grünose Baum auch Apostel ואית כוסי נאמי ניקושה בקדושי דהי דייך שרה בקדוש בדיק נאי נתאי מיל כמה נגד נחיש מסלם לזה מה שאין כי משור השטויס ואחוי סנאמי לעשה בקדושי היך הדיל כאילו מסיר so in other words so the price has reference to the case what are in Misur some mele ואחוי is less a big duition he less a big duition because היך הדיל כאילו מסיר it's kosher. But without the Messiah, how could it be kosher? So in Maskona of Gemara, the Braise has reference. The Braise that says, Uchidiv Rav Meir be'abo, has reference to the case where the Ayin Messiah. So how can Rashi say that's a Shinui Yitzchik? That's the discussion that seems to be a very strong kasha. Because the other Rabbi Tirid Messiah be'onis Maskona, the Mishanik Tom Yitzchik, the Mishanik Gibel and Messiah Chanei, after the Gdushin Paslunon, Achoy is Milerais. So how can the Gemara say, it's Isa Bigdushin, it's also kosher. Achoy is kosher and Gdushin. Obviously the price has reference to the case of Messiah. So by Gdushin it's also kosher. By Gdushin it's also kosher. So the Teretz is, that's what I said last time, Enoch Name, Rashi says, Rashi mentions it, a riot that this is a Shemiya trick. Why? Because the Gemara asks, from the Tome Sefer, Rav Shimon Eim, Rav Pirik Sheir, Evom Rav Zira Yorat, Rav Shimon Shtosh Chobaz, Amidom Ezekas, Michal Tanakam Esobalo. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz of Shemis Nivoki. So, why did the Makshe ask? The Makshe couldn't understand that the machloek and see Bishem is working. Obviously the mashke, the makshnelt, that is shinuye truki. But then, as far as the price is concerned, there is no other possible terrace. Some may, we have to say sometimes, even though it seems a day hack, but there is a hechach to say that the Braise has reference to such a case. Bashein came with Gabi the Mishneh, the Anatolotzi. So why should the Gemara mention a teretz that ordinarily would be a day hack? How do we know that this teretz ordinarily is a day hack? Because in respect to the Braise itself, the Makshe tried to refute it. But then the Gemara said, no, there is a hechach that the Braise has reference to the case Rabbi Yemisir. There is a Braise. Otherwise, the Akashas, why doesn't mention other things? Lishmo, Mechuba. So the Gemara had to give a teretz. Milse, this is a Bekdushin like a tongue. So then the Kashi is Bechazor HaGufi is a Bekdushin. So the Gemara said, so, there we are muchach to apply it to the Messiah. Otherwise, there will be cautious on the price. But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, there are other explanations. Some of Mela, this explanation would be a day of fact. That's the Pshat Rashi. Finally, some of Mela, what he says, doesn't like cautious teretz, that this teretz of a Messiah is a day of fact. So the question is, why doesn't the Gemara give the teretz that the and the Mishnah, Kolashtoges Hoyles Bachoish of the Gechobim, Afal Pishachasmim, the Gechobim Ksheirim, has reference to the case of the Yemisire? So this gives a very simple teretz. Veimari the Heiche the Paslinum beget Abbe Yemisire, the Shemis Nivok, Mishum Dilma also in Mismechal, Alayeble of the Yemisire Yisrael. So that's why Mirabon is possible, Zerem Yisrael, and the Korintane Kame, even Bishemis Mivokim is possible. Reb Shimon says that Bishemis Mivokim is kosher. But the Korintane Kame, so even by the Messiah Yisrael and Shemis Mivokim, Chsim Egoim, is also possible because of the Gzeire. So the same Gzeire applies to Shtamatana also. So Mirignor couldn't have given the Teretz that when the Mishnah says, including Shtamatone, has reference to Eid Misire, because for the same reason that it's possible by the Tinosh Shechavodim and the Rabbona and the Muslim Mizmaralai, it's possible by Shtamatone also. That's the issue. And so why doesn't Rashi say that? Apparently Rashi holds, since it's only a Gzeira, it's a question of Isaiah. We are Gezer, but Shtolem Matone, it's a question of Mome, and we are not Gezer. That's Rashi.
And in Mar Sanhedrin it says two brothers on the Lord and no God?
Yes, so over there it's not Shemus Mivokim. But here it's Shemus Mivokim. And Tanekami is Gezer, even by Shemus Mivokim. That's an extra Chumre. So that extra chumre, that extra tzeire, according to Rashi, applies only to Gidnosh Shechavodim, it's a question of Isa. But not the moment. Mashinkin Najim is Mivokim. Then there is a tzeire, a choshe, a mamish, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Eder Sineh. Stacy says that Dalet. So that applies to Matone also.
But if Shemus Mivokim is no good by Kitten, it's no good by Shar Storos too.
The case is Shita is yet. The same Gzeira according to Nekame by Shemus Mivokim that applies to Gitten applies to Matone also. And to Rashi it doesn't apply. They may read Eichet Repaslin and Beget Abdi the Messire by Shemus Mivokim. Bishim Tum Vosno Mismachalai by Messire Yisrael. Och Repaslin Bishta Matone. But anyway, here, Agavulche, it is mentioned, so that's this Veshite, that even by Shtore Raya, it's only in Rabbonim, but in the Reis it's not good. But after all, we know the truth. The answer is there is a Xerzakos about the Shnai Meim Yokim Dobo. So Reis is not Shayach mid Reis. You cannot be made Simomei. Besden cannot act on the basis of extraneous Reis mid Reis. But how about all the Chochas of Nige and Chazok in Perebis of Mane? The answer is, by Momin, there are two kinds of Nemones. There is Nemones of Eides, and there is Nemones of Tainet Baldovo. So all the Chochas in Cheshmishpet, upon which we rely, is based upon Nemones of time. As the Shach says, Chazok in Perebis of Mane. So, in other words, if a person produces Eidim, that Ruven produces Eidim, that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000 to be paid in half a year, and then Shimon is staying, I paid you, the next day I paid you. So, and Ruven says, no, you didn't pay me. Since there is a chazoke in a prayer, says money, so that corroborates the tiny of the mteveya. Mimei kibezn is meitzi momen. But suppose Ruven himself says, I was sick and I really don't know whether you paid me or not. So the shach says, then bezn cannot be meitzi on the basis of chazoke in prayer, says money. Bezn cannot be meitzi. It's in other words, why? Because hoy choches, there is a locher of pishnai made him akum davo. Either edim or tainis baldo. But there is a difference between Haggadah Eides and the tainis baldo. Haggadah Eides is effective under all circumstances. Mashinkin tainis baldo. So you have two baldo. You have the tibeya and you have the mitzvah. So they are clawing when about Dover has the money. So I call him Mige, this, that, Chazok, and this, has money. But all the effective Chochas are only effective as corroborating the time of Baldova. But on the basis of the Choche itself, according to Tesis, and according to the Rambam, you cannot be made Simon. You cannot be done. In other words, Haggadah say this, gives the best in the Kiyah, best, and as the Nisibis mentions the Raya, the Gemara in Ksuvah says that if Besdin sees a Rie Balailo, so then it's only good on the basis of the Shmi, then Rie by Kim Shtoret, Kim Shtiros Toros in the Rabbon. But if Kim Shtoros had been in the Raya, say it wouldn't be good, because you can't apply the aloha of the Shmi during the Rie, only when the Rie is behaved. So the Nesibes mentions that, but they know, they saw it. So the Nesibes says, in the Simen Beis, Simen Aleph or Simen Beis, and the Shmishbe. So he says, because it's exercised a kosofa of the Shmai Meir of Ndobo. Besdin cannot be done on the basis of the fact they know. So two Eidim have to testify. But Rubayim, there is a loche of Tishmi Dilan Rie. So it's considered as there had been Kabbalah Seidim. But Rubalailo, since there couldn't be Kabbalah Seidim at that moment, so Mimele, we Kibesdin cannot apply the loche of Tishmi Dilan Rie, except Kim Shtores, because it's in the Rabbanon. So then they can apply. But it's a Raya, that on the basis of the Chochas, Besdin cannot be done. Because there has to be, I got to say this. Mashiach, so here too, Midrash, even though it's the best Choch in the world, Achoyz Lomar HaNafshai, it's true. So what? But it's no Eides, Goyim Apostle Eides. But it is Srichite is not like that. It is Srichite is.
The first time we need Eidim.
What?
The first time we need Eidim. That's right. Alone is not enough.
That's enough. But this Srit is Chelik on Tesis. This Srit says that here it's Shtore Raya Ba'almehu, some Mele Midrai say we can be made Simone. Because it's here Choche. So the question is, why, how about the Gemara in Tshuves that Rahu Balailo is effective by Kiddush Torah, because Kiddush Torah is in the Rabbanon. Kiddush Torah is in the Rabbanon. So the answer is, that's what I said. Because over there is different. The Shlishita is that there is the Gezeirus HaKosher Pishnayim Yotzei Mekom Dovo. In other words, if there is no other Rechocha except testimony by people, so then it has to be B'teras Eitz. But if they're not even sharing, they are going. So even if we know they tell the truth, so that's no Rechocha out of it. A Rechocha has to be a Rechocha. Just because we know this person doesn't lie, that's not a Rechocha. Mashinkin Achoyes, well, that's a Rechocha in general all the time, not because we know that Achoyes tell the truth, so then Bezdin can be done. So why does the Gemara say that by Kim Shtores, so only because it's in the Rabbonon, so if Bezdin saw the Chesimas reading, so maybe they can be Nikai in the Shtar? The answer is because Kim Shtores is a special aloha. Kim Shtores can take effect only on the basis of Agoras Eidim. That's the aloha of Kim Shtores. So maybe if Bezdin themselves saw it Balailo, if it had been a deraise, they couldn't write the Isharate, the Kim Shtores, the Hempik. But only because the Rabbanon, some Mele, we apply with Shmid, Dil Maria. But if it hadn't been the Rabbanon, they couldn't apply the Aloha of Shmid Maria, and then to say Bezdin should be kind of Shtar, because they know that the signatures are authentic, are genuine. Kim Shtores has to be based upon Adoris Eidus. There's the Aloha.
When are Eidim necessary, then according to Tosfos? When are Eidim necessary? What does the pasuk of Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover mean? If right, just as good, what is Eidim
necessary? No, because according to the Tosfos read, in other words, if an Eidechot or two Eidim, Noshi or Krayim come, not Meshila, but Stam Krayim, we don't even know about them, whether they are Tzadikim, not Tzadikim, Stam, every Jew has a Chesikash. So then it's not a Rechocha, it's a Rechocha, it's not a Rechocha. Two, Eidim, Anoshim, Ksheirim, who are not Rishonim, not craving. So then it's a Rechocha. But an Idechot is not sufficient Rechocha. An Idechot is not sufficient Rechocha. And even two, but if they are not Ksheirim, Eidim Ksheirim is not a sufficient Rechocha. Mashenki, and according to the Sreed, it's Mashma. That when the Gemara says, and that's the shite of the Agoisosha also. The Agoisosha also. When the Agoisosha is a little different. Now let's see the lotion of this. This is it. The first big line. Vitone loishnesh damecha loishnesh matom. Bishleinu mecham yoyzu ze kamayi kon ushtor le rai baumru dilo yoyzu ze kamayi lave mara nafshayi vikasa li shtore el matone ebu mai likne li lai are bo shtore hai shtore chasru baumru perish ta matone ushi keser li sobi likne loch vein shom kinin el biguf ashtar ken iso ki tna me chosim shal achayis nik mi keser bishtar achazoke vai shtore chasru baumru shal yik chostar shal likne zbikarke אלא בידס קיימס, בידס נלחוב מניקום, ואף עוד אבי כאן למעלה נפשי, מכל מוקי, אין אידס נתר, ומייד נמיר לבניל סדר ליברה, סדר לשקרה, וכאילו שני מיידים, so it's much more the rice, it says, כאילו שני מיידים, in case of Idoya, so of course it's in the rice, so it's much more, it's in the rice, דמיה, אבל בדובו שהקינין תולו בידוסון, שאף אם שני ימיידים לקום מהקרקע בשטר, אם אין שום ימיידים, אין שואלים של יחוד מן הכלום, שהנרואים להועיד, אבל אם הוא יקוס ומעטו נקיים, הוכנה מניקנה, שהקרקע ביסוד הקונה, ושתור לרעי בעלמה, ואיך אדם יקין, אבל all right, anyway, so he says, כאילו שני ימיידים, so it's much more nice. Now, a similar shit is mentioned by the aggressors. Sam, in the Pshat Marosh, the Sam Achayim, who is really a very strange thing, that according to Adoy Soshre, that Egoi is not a Pshuaguf, and the whole soul of Egoi is only because of Shoshan Mishaki. So that means that Egoi shall judge, is Koshal Eiles, I mean, it's Merav Zinikra. That's Sam Achayim, who assumed, but that's not a Pshat in the Adoy Soshre. Now it's in the Losh of the Adoy Soshre. How can it be here at us that the Goy is kosher ladies if he is an honest man? George Washington is kosher ladies. Oh, the Goy Sosher in paragraph 8. Vin Tema im Kineshe Be'are in a mile and Hovada Lemaren Afshai. Meshe Be'aren certainly is Lemaren Afshai. More than a choice. The way Shlema, the Yid Kechovim in the Psulim in the Tere, Elo Mitam, Shehim Gazloni, the Ani the Yad Behu, the Rimare Nafshai Mehem. There's a... That's the Amani of the latest Achrein, who understood it Kipshute, the Agoi Sosh. In other words, that the Goy is not Meishe Baharim, the Psulaguf, just a cost. Not because of Chas V'Shalom of Shoshan Mishaki. Some Mele, Korev is possible, even Meshe Baran is possible. So, but Igoi, there is no Pshuaguf. Teisve says the contrary, because of Chicho. The Gemara says, Ebed, he is a Chicho, but Igoi is certainly not a Chicho. So, according to Agoi Soshka, Igoi is not possible, but of Shoshan Mishaki. So, an honest Goy, who doesn't lie, so then, it's kosher ladies. That's inconceivable. But the pshat, or then again, Meir Rabbi Niyak, Hoyeim Adin Kechovim Amozokim Sheinem Shakronim Ksherim ladies. So there are a few achayim, the latest achayim. So I mean, who understood the Kipshute Kidoma Och, Ava Meishe Ba'arim Sun Atir and Itam Kor, Vloy Nira Li Lehach Sherevi Kechovim Ladies. Kibu sheini b'chol achicho v'liodif mi'evet v'ochem nirash et ha'komis chachomim kushetiknu b'shtore sayini b'achoish v'chovim sh'kshirin li ch'v'chovim akpidnu l'ashtore sh'arosayim min nitzot. No, so this is like the shit. But what's the shit of Rabbi Yaka? So the pshat is not a contra Rabbi Yaka an honest goy is kosher and he get chas l'shol. I mean, the Gemara says the other country achoyes, that's an honest goy. But he means a goy, because according to Rabbi Yaakov, there is no aloche that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the basis for Keiyam Bezdin, as the Rambam says, and Tesis is the basis for Keiyam Bezdin. Bezdin has no Keiyam Bezdin without Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But Eides is a Yichach, but it has. Eidim Kherim is a Yechoch. Eidim Psulim is no Yechoch. And it definitely is no Yechoch in the Momenes. It's a Yechoch in Yisurim, but not in the Momenes. In the Momenes, in the Nefoshes, we require such a strong Yechoch. Dachke Tue, it definitely is not a sufficient Yechoch. It's not a sufficient Yechoch. Mashainche, no, besides, I think even Rabbi Yoka would agree that vis-a-vis the nefoshes, so Yechoche wouldn't be enough. When the Rambam says in Perusha Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that even if a Novi will come, b'shem Hashem, and say that someone was Eved Avrizore, or Horez HaNefesh, we can't give him his, because of b'shnai meinu apendovo. And it doesn't mean one Novi, because he's there. It even a thousand Novi, the same thing. To aid him means they have to testify on the basis of the observation, but not on the basis of Nevoyah. And so then there's the kasha, why did Yeshua meet out an Enish Misha to Ochon? But it was Nevoyah. That was a Yerasha. I think that even Rabbi Niyaka will agree with this Rambam Perush HaMishnah. In this year, you see, Rabbi Chonon assumes that the Rambam and Rabbi Niyaka are chilek, as far It's true that Rabbi Yaakov and the Rambam, because the Rambam Shittis Gavah Achoyes also Takanas Rachamim, but not because of the Rambam Perush HaMishnah. That Rambam Perush HaMishnah with Rabbi Nefoshes, Rabbi Yaakov would agree, because by Nefoshes certainly, I mean, without Hades, there is no Pia Bezin, there is no Gmardin without Hades. So Rabbi Yaakov will also agree, if a Novi, without an extra Yerasha, even if a Novi will come and say, this one is the Wazir Avizorah, this one is Oryx HaNefesh, the Chal Shabbos and so on, we cannot give Nisa, even 1,000 Novi, Al Pishnai Meim Yaakov. But by Momein, Rabbi Yaakov is Chilik and Rambam Jesus. By Momein, there is Aloha Al Pishnai Meim Yaakov, because without trading sharing, it's not a sufficient tichoch. Mashein kei. If we know there is a nudene that acholis don't lie, so it is a sufficient tichoch. It is a sufficient tichoch. But then he has the kashe. So why does the Gemara say that kredim apostle even meshedah? But he's certainly Maran of Chaya, so he says, Meshe Varem Psulim Natero Mitam Kod. And Oit Gehovim, so Amozokim Shene Shakonim Ikshen Regis. So it's not a Pshat. Not a Pshat, the way Rebbe Chonon assumed in Nagoy Sosher and some other Achayim, that there is no Psula Guv by Goy only because of Choshen Mishat. Chas Mishat. I mean, it's inconceivable that according to Rabbi Yaakov, a goy would be kosher eidus in getishon, and that's the Gemara mefarashes here. So the Gemara is the kashe. The gabi shtakiyim. What shtakiyim? Shtakiyim requires eidus. But if a man is goy, is kosher eidus. So what's the kashe of the Gemara? So it's Gemara mefarashes neged Rabbi Yaakov. But he means shtar. The Gemara says gabi shtakiyim because shtar has to be based upon agoras eidus. Because it be safer by Hassan. Hoy day, as the Pasik in Yomir. Not just upon Birur. So Mele, the Gemara's Kashi is, Shtamatone is Chasbe Baalme. But then, the question is, the Gemara says, Ib Meshe Be'aren, Apostle Eides, and it means, the Apostle Eides, even Eides Baalpeh, not after Bishta. So, but, Let the Eides of Meshe Be'arei be niskabel on the basis of a Choche. So he says, by Korev there is a special Zersakosov. I think because the Rambam mentions a special love in the Mir HaMitzvahs for Bezdin to be niskabel the Eides of Korev. There's a special love. This also, I don't have this kind of but in the Chassidus he mentioned all the love included in the Chassidus, discussed in the Chassidus. So, Yehil Chassidus, Yehish Becholov, Shmeidah Mitzvah, Sholosh Mitzvah Saseh, Vechomesh Mitzvah Loi Saseh. So, one of the laces is, Shaleyoit Korev. Leyoit Korev, it's a love. And the Rambam says, is it Ramitzvahs, and here, Pig, you give me, you can say this. Ha craving, soon latest material, Shanemal Yumso of his album. Mi Piashmu Alondo Shepikalze, Shalayumso of his album, Bonin, the Libonum Alpiovis, Vuadini Shokhag. So there are two alohas implicit in the Xerzakosu of the Yumso of his album. One is a Shlile, a ding, is possible, and one is a Nisa. Incumbent upon this not to be mikabel edes of a kohen. The same thing is true of a rosh, a toshes rosh eid. So the Rambam mentions also nisa. So also two halachas. First of all, a rosh is a psulaguf, zishlili, and then it's a nisa incumbent upon this. So that's why the Gemara says that Besdin cannot be mikabel even the edus of Meshira. Not mitzad mit nein, because ins the not mitzad psulagu. Mitzad psulagu for why? So Besdin could be mikabel b'tiras yechoche. B'tiras yechoche. The answer is no. There is a special love. Incumbent on Besdin to be mikabel edus of a kri.
Even though you just want to be mikabel and mitzad yechoche.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be mekabel mitzad the reidus, just mitzad the rechok of the
still
esther of being mekabel.
Still also, that's what Rabbi
Yehuda. Because you could say maybe
that. But there is no esther to be mekabel edus of a goy. To be mekabel inoch nami. Suppose the judges are Jewish judges, but they are Rishoy. I mean, today you find it, this phenomenon. So then it wouldn't be kosher midrash. It wouldn't be kosher midrash because there is a love to be mekabel. Aides of a Rosh, but of a Goy, there is a Psalago. Enoch Name, not with the Rasaydes, so it could be Mikablet. The way in the courts today, they accept testimony as evidence. Not, they don't. In civil law, there is no such concept of Aides. Aides is one dimension of evidence. So, Aides of Roshe, Besdin couldn't be Mikabel. Aides of Kreivim, even Meshavar, Besdin couldn't, because they're special. Mashenkin of Igoi, according to Jesus Reed and Rabbi Yoka, Besdin could be Mikabel, not Viteras Aides, but Viteras Echoche. But like Abigitin, Ugdushin, Gabishtores, were require Aides, not just Echoche, so it's Chaspedal. I think that's the chat in the Jesus Reed.
From the lashon of the goy says shuri is loyni hiru the lachshav of the kumlis came chained b'chal achicha. He also knew that. I mean, he also even Rabbi Yaakov
understood that. But it's impossible to understand Rabbi Yaakov Kipshu. It's just impossible. Just impossible. It's inconceivable such a halach. All right, so this is the way the Kirchen Pastel we get at the Messiah of Shimson Walking, which we do most of the Bible, and the Messiah of Nam Pastel is the Matone, and we take the Chachom La Minuel Bishtari Nuvel Mechash in the Raya, the Nasa of the Jews of Shimkinian, Avos Tamatone in Kosholikin, the Raya Israel, and Kirish in Shirim, which has Messiah, but I feel in the Masha Tamatone Shachos of the Israel. Is Kosholikin the way Messiah? Heine. משום שידוע על דרסימי שנקשרים נתירה שבו השטר מרעני סן ירם קבל וכן כושה בידו הסני סן שהוא ככופי דין. So the Xeis points out they are currently, the Xeis is massive on them. I really don't know who are the Achreinim who said it. It's a strange fact, but he's massive on them, the Xeis in Simon and Beis. So there are some who understood it, this thesis, the thesis of Dalet, same thing. That according to Tesis, even if a shtar matonet has no yachsine, has no yachsine, and it's not ksav yodei, it's ksav sefer, but the nesein, the alleged nesein, comes to Besdin and is made that the sefer wrote that shtar matonet because he told him to write that shtar matonet. So it's effective as a shtar matonet. So the Xeis says, how can you say such a thing? There's no Eder Sime, there's no Eder Messiah. So what is it? Chasper down a piece of paper, like a blank piece of paper. So because anybody could have written down that or all the facts that he wanted. But the alleged naysay comes to Besdin and said, I told the Sefer to write. So that's an extraneous evidence. How could it make a chaspe d'alma into a shtar. So what thesis, means that he says v'chein v'afilim nima v'chein kosha b'idoas neisen, it means if there is a idoas neisen inherent in the shtar, if it was written b'ksav yode, no, it Nosati so the plainly lishinen bimatone. So the idos nisin is inherent in the shtar. Ksav yode. That's then it's a kosher shtar. But not if the idos nisin is in Besdin outside the shtar, then it's a chasper v'alma. Aber v'chei kosher v'idras leisin shukukveidim, that's the case in cinnamon base. Aber v'shtar shachisim v'idchovim, שאם בלויד מסירה ולויד אכסים משקשים לאוי ולויד בלדז בלדין in other words there is no that's much not in Russian ולויד אז בלדין that it certainly means in the שטר לוי חושב שטר לכניס על יותר ולוי אבל חס ודאום אבל אין לי
why does patients need Eidem Mesirah today? Als Allah of Din and Mamanus also needs Eidem of Yuma Adam or also Din of Eidem Mesirah to Karsi?
Eidem Mesirah Karsi.
Also Din of Eidem Mesirah to Karsi.
Yeah, that's right. Aber wenn lein adel hoche choshe fri chas bedaun, then Tesis mentioned a possible other terrors. In other words, the kasha by Rashi was, why didn't the Gemara say that kol ha-shtoros yu b'chishim b'chodim shirim as reference to the case where the Eidim is here? So Tesis gave the terrors because even in that case it's possible with the Rabbanon, the same way as it's possible with the Rabbanon. Is possible with the Rabbonon by giving notion Shechava. But then there could be another Teretz, so this is rejected, we cannot see. Avalein li madl hoch choshev lechaz bebaum, mishun mas nisn kaile shtama tome badi shol shtoes, dikshiri mafu ksufos nech sumos mit vichobi. The hashtore mahane idi misire mide, in other words, so this is saying here something that is very striking. So the Teretz Gittin is the Kashi. In other words, that even by the Misire, so it's only kosher if it's Ksav Yisrael. But if it's Ksav Yodei or Bigoi, even though there is a Misire Yisrael, it's possible. So the question is, so there's the Marama is the Kashi. Why should there be Psu of Ksav Yodei or Bigoi? By get where there's Aloha, Fulishmos, we understand. It's not Lishmo, it's not Ben Krisis, but Beshtamatone. So, what difference does it make? Who writes the text of Beshtamatone? Let it go right. After all, the Meir says that even by get, since Eidech Sinekar says, so much in Vash, Pochosmi, Vinosmokosh. So even by get, it doesn't matter who wrote it, even if it was written Shalom Lishmo, it was written for some other husband, because he didn't see the cars. But I get some mele, according to what Lezal says, he didn't see the cars, some mele, in what's a bashpo is possible because it's not Lishmo. But Beshtamatone, so according to Lezal too, what's a bashpo is kosher. So why does this say that even with the Messiah Yisrael, but if the Ksivo is also by Achoyos, by going, then it's certainly possible. So he says, the Avalein of Allah, Choshe Lechaz Baum, Mishin Mas Nisim Kaya Shlamato Vashto Shtor Adik Sheirim, Afu Ksivos Tos Mos Mit Chobim, the Hashem Mahani Ibn Sira Mide, the Mipraiz Ibn Somuch, Keo Yachat Kol Ashtores. So this is rejected, why? The Mipraiz Ibn Somuch, Keo Yachat Kol Ashtores, Adik Sheirim, by Achoyos, ואפילו בגיטנושים, ואפילו הוכל מכשירים בגיטנא ובקסיבס ישראל, ובאידי מסירה, ובשתור שתור אסכו שבוכנין. So it's a riot that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where the ksive was also written by Achoyes. Only the ksive by Achoyes. But if the Mishnah had reference to the case where the Shabbatone is written by Achoyes, by Goyish and Georges too, So then we couldn't give the Teres Eidem Mesirah. In other words, when is Eidem Mesirah effective if only the Chsime is by going? But if the Chsime is also by going, then Eidem Mesirah is not effective. So Rashi Matone, it doesn't make sense. That's the Kasha of the Maram. And the Teres, so the Teres Eidem mentions a big Chiddush. And it is contrary to what Reb Chaim says. I mentioned last time, but Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, and it is the Rambam Shita is different. But it is written, says in Tesis, Tesis Shita is not like the Rambam. So the Teres Gittin mentions ignoring Gittin. About him, Rimru. Samavov and the data of Tesla. It's a subject of Samavov and also in the beginning of there is a machlekes daf samavov and daf chometes whether imru is kosher or imru is not kosher. In other words, a shliach, though the aiding who are instructed by the Baal to sign the get, they cannot delegate it to some other aiding. That's definitely possible. There's a machlekes in Gemara. Suppose the Baal tells Reuven and Shimon to tell Levi and Yehuda to sign the get. So one mandoma says, then it's kosher. If the Baal didn't tell the people to tell other eidim to sign, then it's possible. But if the Baal told Reuven and Shimon to tell Levi and Yehuda to sign, so then it's kosher. And one mandoma says, Mila Lumim Sarali Shliach, and even Emer Imru is possible. But, so that's by get. Then the Gemara, the same thing is true by Maton. So the Gemara says, Rove Omar, Mishum Mileninu, Milenim Sal Shliach, Mai Binai, Iki Binai Shliach Matone, Uvi Trukte the Rav Shmuel, Rav Omar Matone Iniki Get, Ushmuel Omar Matone Areiki Get. And Emer Imru is possible by Matone also. But for Matone also. And the Gemara here, that Samachov says that it's possible not only Ligabi Dechsime, but also Ligabi Dechsime. Ligabi Dechsime. So, Reb Chaim asked the Kashe, how Bishlein Ligabi Dechsime, we understand? Because it has to be Dechsime, it has to be Nasen Dasam Israel. Otherwise, it's not Ishtar. So what does Nasim the Mishayev mean? That the Mishayev, the Baal, Matone is the Nasim, by get it's the Baal. But Matone, Ishta Matone is the Nasim, he's the Mishayev. He's the Balashtar, he's the Mishayev. So he has to tell the Eidim to sign. If he doesn't tell the Eidim to sign it, so it's Piksobom and it's no Eidim. So the Shaykh has to Matone also. But Ligabi Ksive, so Bishloim Ligabi Geto, there's a million of wish. Oh, so the Baal through his Sivu affects the Lishmo. Otherwise, the Lishmo is no Lishmo. If the Sefer writes a get Lishma Baal and he was not instructed by the Baal to write the get, so it's no Lishmo. So, Mele, if Emer Imru is no good, so it's a Chisom Lishmo. But Mashtam Atone, there is no aloha for Lishmo, so why should Emer Imru be possible? But still the Gemara says here that if Emer Imru is possible, So it is possible not only by get, but by atonement also, and not only by Chesimus Eidim, but by even the Ksiva Sefer also. So Chaim says, by atonement, Arim Eimri is possible. It's not like Gabiget. Gabiget is possible because of a Bishon Lishmo, because it's Itnai. It's Itnai. Now it's Itnai. In other words, so we say, no, here the Gemara doesn't discuss Eimerim or Amsaria. I mean, that was the slip of the tongue. Eimerim, the Gemara doesn't say that the Eimerim is possible by Ksivas HaMachtar HaTonim. Miller and Mimsar Shliach, where the Baal didn't say, you tell the other person to write the Shamatan. But in other words, the Nesim told one Sefer to write, and then the Sefer tells another Sefer to write. So then it's possible. Of course, Eimer Imru is not possible by Shamatan. But the Gemara here says, Miller and Mimsar Shliach, where the Nesim didn't tell one Sefer to tell another Sefer to write, but the Nesim told one Sefer to write, and then that Sefer decided to tell another Sefer to write. So it's possible. So Chaim says, then it's possible because of Itnai. Since he told the Sefer, so that means he wants the Matone to be Chal only if the Shtar Matone will be written by this Sefer. But the Teres Gittin mentions this Gemara. Teres Gittin mentions this Gemara from the slip of the tongue. I mean, I said Eimer Imro, that's only Ligabei Get, and Batona Ligabei Chesimus Eidim, but not Ligabei, according to Teres Gittin's Pshat Eimer Hanamel. So the same thing will apply to Eimer Imro also. But Gemara doesn't mention it Ligabei Ksiva Shtar Matone. Just Milim Sashliach, when the Nesim didn't tell the Sefer to tell another Sefer to write. So Reb Chaim says that's only because of Tnai. So in the case of Eimerim, Ligabi the Ksiva Sashliach, so it's alright. By Get, it wouldn't be alright because of his own Lishmo. But the Teres Gittin assumes it's not because of Tnai. So he says, because according to Reb Meir, according to Reb Lezer, who says, so when the Torah says, because it has reference to the Ksivas HaGet, so the same thing is true with Gabi Shamaton also. The Pasuk here says, Vikosei b'sefer v'chasei. So, according to Reb Meir, according to Reb Lezer, the Nimisirek Harse, so the Kosei b'sefer does not have reference to the Chesime, and it has reference to the Ksive. As a matter of fact, here the Novi says, Kosei b'sefer v'chasei. So, that means that the Kosei has reference to the Ksive Zashta. So that means that the Nesim, Yirmiyah discusses Ishtar Mechire. The Ishtar Mechire that was written by Hananel to Yirmiyah. So the same thing, the Nesim. So the Nesim has to write. And when the Sefer writes, it's on the basis of Shlichas. After all, the Shita of the Ri is that by Get, it requires Shlichas. Because when the Torah says Vikosa, so it means the Baal has to write. He has to write Lishmo, but the Baal has to write Lishmo. So how can I say he's safe to write Lishmo? Because of Shlukash Olam Kemeisi. That's the Vishite, and why Shlukash? So Teres Gittin mentions another Kiddush. So Mele, according to the Ri, that Ksivas HaGet requires Shlukash from the Baal. Why? Because when the Torah says Vikosa, it means the Baal should write. So when the Novi says Vikosei B'Seva V'Chasei, who should write? The Balashtar, the Nesim, the Meiche. Some Mele. So how can he say to write this? Because of Shlokashlon Kemeise. Shlokashlon Kemeise. Some Mele, if he tells he going to write, in Shlichas L'Akov, some maybe it's possible in the rice. It's possible in the rice. It's possible in the rice. So if he tells, he goes, it's possible. So that's the pshat where the taste is sweet, says, and not this, that's the pshat where the taste is here. When the taste says, Avalainly, not the Hocha Hoshbu has the down. We should must listen, Kailash Lama from the Babish Lost Doris. Dictionary, not the Xivosum Smichonim. The Hashtag, Hanay, the Misire, Mide. So the question is, the Maram is the Kash. Why not? By Get Limhane, because Lishmo. But Beshamatone, there is no aloha of Lishmo. So he mentions the Gemara da Proftes. And according to him, this Gemara has reference even to the case of Emerim. But Reb Chaim says that this Gemara da Proftes is based upon Tnai. So really it doesn't have reference to Emerim. Just when the Sefer was told by the Nesim to write the Shtamatone, it delegates it to another Sefer. So then, why is it possible? Why is it possible? Because of Tnai. That's what Reb Chaim says. Mashenkin, the Teres Gittin, he says, no, not because of Tnai. But because, just as by Get, there is our, if we say the Mesirah Kase, so the Kosaf is reference to the Baal, so by Shamatone, if we say the Mesirah Kase, so the Kosei Pesifa Bechasei means the Nesim, the Meicher, has to write it. So when the Sefer writes it, it's based upon Shliches. But the Teres Gittin can only say it according to the Reed, because he says that by Get it requires Shliches. Not according to the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, so even Get doesn't require Shliches. It only requires Tzivu HaBaal, not Shliches. So why do it require Tzivu HaBaal? Because of Mishmo, but there is no bearing upon Mishamatone. So there is no stira between the Teres Gittin and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, and Teres Gittin says it in Tesis. It's a bit chidesh, but I don't see how there could be another explanation of this thesis. All right. Now I would like to go over the Rishonim on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Ashtoret, Kuposim Yitono Leishne Mechal Leishne Matone, Bishlein Mechal 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 Yoyitzu Ze Kamayu, Dikonu Yishtor Rai Baume, Dilo Yoyitzu Ze Kamayu, Ave Mare Nafshai Vikas Ven Yishtore, El Matone Vmaiko Kone Rava Yishtore, Vai Yishtore Chas Ve Baume, Omashmur Din Malchus Adine, Diboye Seine Tono Chus Nodin Noshim. So the question that is raised by all the Rishonim, Rambam, Rashba, Ritva, Ram, is why does the Gemara give another teres? Tanachus Mokil Mosh. What's wrong with the teres? Dinim Malchus Adin. After all, that's Din Poshu Dinim Malchus Adin. It's not something that there is a machlekes in Gemara. Here, but the Gemara gives two terutzim. So it's Mashma. That the boy is saying Tanachus Mokil Noshim means that Enochaname Shtamatone Oile Bachoyes is possible, in spite of the fact that it's done in accordance with the law of the country. But it should be effective because of Dinim Malchus Adin. So there are two terutzim by Rishonim. All the Rishonim way is discussed. Two terutzim. One teretz is given by the Ramban. And the Ramban's teretz is that Enochaname. In a case where the law of the country declares that any deed of transfer that is executed by judges of the courts is effective in transferring title from the donor to the donee, then according to the second lashon, it's also kosher. But here the Mishnah doesn't say if the law of the country declares it is valid. Suppose there is no law. Suppose there is no law. Every country has a law that tells in detail when a transfer is effective or not effective. And still the Mishnah says, Kol Ashtoret Soilis Ba'achoy Shoyim Kechovim, Afal Pishatmin Kechovim Sheirim. Sheirim, how could it apply to Shtamatone? Din Malchus Adine, only if there is such a law in the country. But the Mishnah says, Stam, even if there is no harmony de Malchus, there is no law of the country validating such a shtar and declaring it as effective to transfer title from the Dunor to the Nami. So how could it be kosher? Maybe the second Russian says the Pshat in the Mishnis Chutz Meichim Vinosh, but in a case where the law of the state declares it as valid, as effective, to transfer title from northern, the second Russian would all say, that's the Ramban stance.
First Russian would hold that even though there's no Mufurish law and just people.
No, there's no Machlekes. But the first Russian applies the Mishneh to the case where there is harmony in Malchus, there is such a law. And the second Lashon applies the Mishneh to the case where there is no harm in the Malchus. There is no Machlekes. The boy is saying that Tana Chutz of the Moshe, Mechdush HaRambah, Pira Shohek, אפילו ביאסת דילק הרמנס מלכי, האחויס. אל האחויס, אין דיס מלא, there is no law of the country. אפילו הוח הקטון מוטה, דקשב, וקטון החוץ מחוגית אנוש. אבל ודאי הלוח הקשמואל, דילה למלכוס, דילה כל קיץ בזה, ולחירק חסקסבטים, נסיבי הבזרש. This is the Ramban Steretz, this is the Rashbo Steretz, but the Rashbo mentions another Teretz, that Rashi. And they say that there is really Machlekes between the first Lashon in Gemara and the second Lashon. The first Lashon in Gemara holds, of course, everybody agrees that there is Halacha of Din Malchus HaDin. But the Machlekes between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is about the scope of Din Malchus HaDin. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Dine Malchus Dine has a very wide scope. It embraces all the Nemonis. In other words, the Malchus has authority to regulate the Dinemonis between one person and another of its residents. Even if it is not necessary for the functioning of the Malchus. This has nothing to do with the functioning of the Malchus. Suppose the Malchus will not regulate the circumstances under which a title will be transferred from one person to another. So the Malchus will still be able to function. The second Russian says, no, Tone Chutz Mechugit Russian. But Tone, even if the law of the country declares it as effective to transfer title from one person to another, Al-Qadim, it doesn't change, title doesn't change. But Dine Malchus HaDine, so Dine Malchus HaDine applies, according to the second Lashon, only to things that are Litzirach HaMalchus, like taxes. In other words, when somebody doesn't pay tax, so that's like not paying the debt. That's what the Gemara says. That if somebody is Mavriya de Meches, so if of course Alvose is Osam Sad Gezel, then he's a Gazel. But if we say of course Alvose is Muter by Nako, so then there is a Heter, but it's still of course Alvose. And then the Ramiri says, even the Mandoma who says of course Alvose is Muter, only and if it's Chovim, is Evan Zayed, Mr. Menea, but if you're patient. So of course Alfose is certainly involved in Isagesm. Certainly involved in Isagesm. So and Bimokim Chil Hashem, it's also Isagesm, not only Mitzatchila, Mitzatchil Hashem. In other words, so Dine Ligabi Texas, Dine Malchus Dine means Texas is a chayv. The same chayv as when you borrow money. You borrow money from an akum, you have to pay him. You owe him. So in Texas you have to pay. It's only a shaila whether there is an Issa Gezel or there is no Issa Gezel. So, according to some Rishenim, the Allah is that Afkas Alvoy is Muta under certain circumstances. But it's Gezel. But it's Muta. So that is Litzeach HaMalchus. Litzeach HaMalchus, the Gal Texas, how could the Malchus function? Or the Inyonim of Eminent Domain, the Gemara says in the Lakame, Teda Shah, the Katle Dikle, the Osset, in other words, the Malchus chops down trees from the people, and then she builds bridges with it. And then everybody walks on those bridges. It should be Gezel. After all, the Malchus didn't get permission from the owners of the fields to chop down the trees. So Mele, how are we allowed to walk on bridges? It's all grounded in Gezel, because the Malchus said, you know, that's what is called today eminent domain, you know. Eminent domain. So that's what Litzeach HaMalchus. Malchus couldn't function without eminent domain. That's not indispensable for the operation of the government of the state. And suppose the state will not interfere in all these matters, the Dinu Momenes, so there's no Aloha of Dinu Malchus again. There's no Aloha of Dinu Malchus again. So that's why the second Loshi says, Tone Chutz Meich Yidin Loshi. But Shtamatone is not kosher. Even though there is Haman in Malchuse, that the Melah declared it is valid. So the Melah declared, so that it's not something that is indispensable for the operation, the function of the state. So there's no Alokhe of the Malchuse Dinim. So there is a Machlekes. Now let's see the Loshon of the Rashba. And then there is a Machlekes Rishen. There is. So he mentions in Sib Dalet Hey Bob Zion Ches Tes Yud the Dinim of Dinim Malchus in regard to Texas. Then the Ramba the Mechaba says in Sib Ches Shin Samachtes Sib Ches V'chein Melech Shekoas Alechot Me'avodov V'shamoshov Mnei Amdine. Suppose a certain person committed a certain crime against the Malchus. So the Malchus confiscated his property. That's done even in modern times. See, it's not Gezel. And suppose the Malchus, the Melech, confiscated the property of one person and gave it away to another person. So he would say he's not allowed to be mishtamer. It's Gezel. No, it's not Gezel. And if anybody, anyone is allowed to buy it from the Melech. Of course, that's mentioned by Rishayim. If a judge will not conform to the law of the country, then it's Gazlanusa de Malchus. In other words, if a certain judge will render a decision contrary to the constitution, so it's not shayach to say Dinu Malchus Adin. Avol Melech Shalokach Sodeh Lechotzer Shalechon Me'abdine Shaloi Midin Shachokak Harei Ze Gazlan Valikeach Menenu Mitzin Abayim Yodin Kol Yishol Dovo Kol Din Sheyach Kekei Se Amelech Lichol. In other words, another limitation. If a law is discriminatory, it says the rich man has a right to do it, but the poor man does not have a right to do it, so, which is obviously unjust and unfair, so then it's Chamsenus the Malchus. Then it's not the Dinner Malchus. So he says, Kol Shaldova, Kol Din Shiachti Kisei HaMelech, Vichol V'Liyel Od Mechol Bifni Atzme Einiges, Vichol Shiikach Mise Bulvat Shaloi Kidas HaYadua, Vichol Alochomos HaTeze HaRiziges, Vim Chokat Nipalunes Echot Higin Shechokat, Nipal Vipani Bisis Dovo, Yeshein Rim Dole Amrim and Bektim Mochus Zitune, Hoyol Dein Chokol Chay. So there is a shittis of a sheni. Suppose the law of the Malchus gives certain privileges to the members of a certain profession and not to the other profession. So that would involve a question of constitutional law here in this country too. So there is shittis of a sheni that if it discriminates against members of one profession as against members of the other profession, so then we don't say the Malchus. In other words, it shouldn't be discriminatory. Yei Shemri, that's Bechi. Dolo Yamrinon Dinen Malchus Dine Elo Bimasim Umichsim Atlin Vikarki Ki HaMelech Geize Yir Shal Yodur Biarze Kim Biderze Avo Bishor Dvorim Shalom Yei Shemri Disfirlei Usfirlei Damrinon Bichol Dovo Dine de Malchus Edim Dine Malchus Edim. In other words, so that's the shite, the first shite. He say Vilochei Hamal Vala Mashkin Yochel Mochei Mochei Achashono Hoyo Vichem Dine de Malchus Edim Vichem Uike. So the Ramon mentions both shites. One shite is that we only say Dine Malchus Edim when it's Lezer HaMelech. Something that is not Lezerach HaMelech, let's say Masi, Mirsi, Memin, Domain, other things that are also Lezerach HaMelech. In other words, when the Melech owns certain land and then he passes certain laws as conditions for living on those on the territory, when it's Lezerach HaMelech. But when it's not Lezerach HaMelech, Melech doesn't mean Melech. It means Malchus, that's what it means. It's not Tzerach HaMalchus, then we don't say it. And then it says, V'yei Sheimrim Yisfirali Damdunam B'chol Tova Dinei Malchus Edim. V'chein Ika. V'lochin Amal Al Amashki Yochei Limochei Achashon. If there is a law of the country that allows the person who has security after a year and the debtor didn't redeem it, so then to sell it, so then he's allowed to sell it. Even though it's not indispensable for the Malchus, the state can function very well without this law, but the Malchus has authority to intervene and legislate in all monetary matters, b'nod ha'machaveh. And that's how the Ramah passes. But there is a shit into the country. So then we see, and the Rashbo mentions that shit. So that's the Rishonim who say that there is a machlekes between the first Loshon and the second Loshon on that question. And according to the second Loshon, even if there is a harmony in Malchus, so still Ishtamatone Oil is Bachoy Shalakol Bispos, because it's a chasbadam. But the Malchus says it's kosher, all right, so what? It's not Litzir HaMalchus. And we pass like the second Loshon, like the Lishna pass. That's the chip. The boy is saying that Tomei Raj, Tomei Chutzmach Mimosh, Tomei Machutz Mikol Shta, She Kol Gmar Inyoni Tolu Bey, Ki Yitimosh Mishtama Tomei Lechabosi Upsuah. Vike mandoma di tri lishne plige atori. Di lishmuel lishtamatone oile vachoi shkone u lishne basre loi kone. Vafil heiche di ike hamne di malki. Ve ike det mandu foresh det the Ramban. The loi plige. אלא דשמואל היחדי כהמנה דמלכה ופירוקי בסרה יחדלה כהמנה דמלכה בדיוק לא מחלק וזה נראה כאן, לי דרמבה אלא דוקאים לו ביעלמה דינת מלכוס הדינה ומה ישנוח ויש דייכים דו להמרינם דינת מלכוס הדינה אלא בדבורים שאין לנו אז המלך וכי איסו שאומרו לו בסרה מלכה אומר, אומר, הלוי כנימי נשאר אלו בהיגרד כלי מה שייחתם הוא איזה שטר והיכמנו כדי שייקחו את זכוקת תגמור את זה בלפס ואת נוחז אם דה מלך declare the law, legislate that no transfer of real property should be effective unless it is recorded. Today we also have a similar law. In other words, it has to be recorded. Real property has to be recorded. So then is the name of Chosedine. So if Reuven was Makne, so that Shimon, without having it recorded in the archives of the Melech, so it's not effective. So there, the Gemara says, Dinam Al-Khusadim. So there is Litzerach HaMelech, because why did the Malchus pass such a law? Because they want to get the tax on every transfer. That's why they required that every transfer of real property has to be recorded. So when it comes to the archives of the Melech to record the transfer, you tell him, you pay so much in this and this kind of fee, so it's income for the government, for the state, Litzerach HaMelech. Without that money, so the state wouldn't be able to function. But to just to intervene in internal matters, transactions between one citizen and another, that's none of the Melech's business. So we don't say the Melech's business. And that's according to the second Lashon, and they passed it. Like the second verse. Hello. V'yeish deichim v'yamrin adin malchus dino v'yvorim shimu anoes ha-melech v'chei se shomu v'opasre malkom alu ikni nishar ala v'yigarte t'lei ma shiachtim uves ha-shtar v'yikamenu kidi shiik achu es chukei he should be able to take a fee v'yamrin on name teda de katle dikle v'yab de gishre v'avrin alai the melech chops down trees, private property, and then it builds bridges, and then everybody walk on it. Why doesn't it involve in a gezel? Because there's Litzerach HaMelech without bridges. How could the state function without bridges? That's the pshat in the second verse. Vein in here. ידמרין הוסם לו בסרה אומר רובה הנטלת מילה אשתוי לאופן במחם משמע דרובה דינן מלכוס הדינה אביסי לפסוי על אבוי משני תלימה דינן מלכוס הדינה ומאו כאומה והמניק שהבהיניק שתהיל חזוק על נוחי ואבוי משני והוכם מי תהנוי ותהל איזו שמר בזה דימור לו בסרה דרז הלוכה אוף גימו שנון לחזוק. In other words, if Reuven was the Barakamah of a certain son, and then Shimon had Chazoke, had adverse possession for 3 years, and then Shimon is saying that Reuven sold it to him, where's your shtar? So he says, I lost the shtar, I can't keep it forever. So until 3 years, Reuven can be mazy, but after 3 years, Reuven cannot be mazy. So Gimul Chazok, Gimul Shonim is effective. So, our Pidin Torah, Gimul Shonim is effective as a Choche that is tiny is Emes. But, in the Meir of the Gemara says, Yisroel Habo Machmas Akon, only tiny is Gimul Shonim Chazok. Because if, let's say, a Yisroel had possession for 3 years from a certain field, because he bought it from a goy, Nakum. And where did the Akum get possession? The Akum originally belonged to a Jew. So Mele then the Akum had possession. And no one knows whether the Akum bought it from the original possessor of the Sode or the Akum gazled it and there are many Dichovim who gather for the Samanele, the soil, Abel Machmasako, Eile Tang is Gimishon. In other words, if his soil is Bom Machmas, his soil, so then he has a tiny Gimishon. Because how is it that the Morekame for 3 years did not protest? But if his soil is Bom Machmas Akum, so it's not right. He was afraid of the Akum, so he didn't protest. It's not right. However, in Malchus, in Bovel, where the Melech of Poras had authority, and he declared that when one has adverse possession for 40 years, then he gets title. Not as a right, because adverse possession for 40 years gives him title. So Mele, even his soil, Abo Machmas Akum, but if he can show that the Akum together with him had adverse possession for 40 years, then he gets it. And the soil cannot be made, even if he'll prove that the Akum originally guzzled it from the soil, because the Malchus. So he says, and that's not Yitzhak Malchus, this law. This is just an intervention in the monetary matters between one person and another, and still its effect. And still its effect. So it's a raya negative shem. That's the Rashba's raya. So it says, Veinir of Yablinus, Mubasta Marove, Hanet Latmile, Ishtoyali, Ukven Banachemia, Mashma de Rove din Malchusetine, Arizin Pasoe da Boyushin, Klema din Malchusetine, Malcoma, Veinik Chetil Hazokel Nochi da Boyushin. Woche mai a neue Vitelle sich in der Apostel. Der Rabbeinu Arab, in uns Rabbi Jene, Pür Shal Zu Bifere, Cheskes Abati, Dohe Kong, Tom Echutz Mu Divinoshi, Für Lo Yishani O Lo Yishani Dini Malchus Zedini. So all the Rishenim raised the question, how is it that the Moreg has a second parent? Lifi Shein HaMelech Matki HaMomen Yisroel Yisrael Chavirei El Kol Zman Shu Bolodin Ba'achoy Yisholehem. Hilkach af al pi sheoso Yisroel shtar lechavir ba'achoy shelehem nun hufko ha'asodim namecher aleis shtar kol zman shel bo ba'achoy shelehem v'hod ikom ha'shmuel taimu mishpudinet malchus edine chidushi she namecher yochel arzom ve'ei shekvor hufko ממנו ha'asodim v'dine de malchus edine וכשיארזיק הבו הלא יזכה ולא בשטר עצמי, זה יחבו. וכמי שהתראיני בשטורי מחר ובזו זה קורא. אינה מאפשר בשטר, אתה מבין אוסו, סיתום תיקן. He mentions that he quote from Rabbi Yehne in Anbo Basin. From Rabbi Yehne. So Rabbi Yehne also says that there is a machlekes between, not like the Ramban's teretz, there is no machlekes. But the first loshen in the Gemara applies the Mishnah to the case where there is harmony in the Malchus, and the second loshen applies the Mishnah to the case where there is no harmony in the Malchus, but there is no machlekes. Hamir says there is a machlekes. The first loshen says dinah Malchus implies that the Malchus has a keach to regulate in the moment, whether it is Litzayach HaMelech, not Litzayach HaMelech. The Malchus has the right to regulate in the moment. The second version says no. The Malchus has a right to be Matkiyad in the moment if it's Litzayach HaMelech. But if it's not Litzayach HaMelech, then the Malchus has no right, has no authority to regulate. But, so, that's why the second Loshen says, Tonechutz mechutzul Loshen. But because the Shtama Tone, just because there is a Shtar signed by Achoyes, even though the law of the country declares the title is transferred by a Shtar executed by Achoyes, but Al-Kadim is not effective. It's not effective. But, so why is the first Loshen? So the first Loshen, you see, there are some Rishenim who say, that there is a machlekes between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. The first Lashon holds that Dina Malchus Adine has such a wide scope, it implies a keach authority that Malchus has to regulate all the dinamomenes between Binod and Machaveh. The second Lashon says no, only when it's Litzeach HaMalchus, when it's not Litzeach HaMalchus. And then, according to Amiyene, there is no Machlekes on that. Both the Shenes agree that the Malchus is a keach to Mafkiah Momen of a person only when it's Litzeach HaMalchus. When it's not Litzeach HaMalchus, it does not have the authority to Mafkiah Momen Chaveyah. And to divest title from one and invest title in another. Only when it's Litzeach HaMalchus. Otherwise not. But there is another Allah of Dinei Malchus Adine. That if anything is done in the monetary matters, Malchus, it's not Gezel. If there hadn't been a Allah of Dinei Malchus, then it would be Gezel. It would be Gezel. But there is Allah, if it's done Al Pi Dinei Malchus, it's not Gezel. But Kene is not. Kene is not. In other words, the Machne Ephraim, the Machne Ephraim has a suffix. And he says it's a Machlekes Neshem. What's the aloha of Hefka Bezden Hefka? Is the aloha of Hefka Bezden Hefka that Bezden has a keach to take away title from Ruven and to invest it in Shimon? Oh, that's not aloha of Hefka Bezden Hefka. The aloha of Hefka Bezden Hefka is that if Shimon takes Ruven Sodom out of Bezden, because Bezden, let's say, as a sanction against an alum, so confiscated Ruven Sode and told Shimon to take it, so then it's not Gezel in the hands of Shimon. But in order to become Shimon's, he has to make a king Chazok in it. That's what the Machle Ephraim says. It's actually Machlekes Lashem. Actually, it's Machlekes Lashem. Because, and I would say that it's following the two Shemes in Gittin. Because what is the moke for Hefka Bezden Hefka? That from it word in Gittin.
So the Benyamin is saying that we had two, it's just not Gezel, but it's not a real...
That's right, yeah. Well, oh, that from it word on the base in Gittin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The sixth line from the top. The Omar of Yitzchok, Minayin Shehefka Bezno Yehefka, Shenema V'chol Asher Leyovi Rishleishes Hayomim, V'atas Asorim V'askenim, Yecham Kol Rechushe, V'hu Yivodeu Mikal Agen. First thing is, what does it mean, Yecham Kol Rechushe? His property, Ezra, legislated that anyone who would be delinquent in coming Rishleishes Hayomim, his property will be confiscated. We won't have it. So that's the aloche of Hefka Bezden Hefka. But Lezer Oma Amloche, Ere ha-nachleis asher nochalu elei Ezer, ha-keyen v'yishua b'nun, v'roshi ovis, v'chimayin roshi mitzu ovis, lei malach, ma ovis manchilin ez bneyem kol ma shiyotsu, af roshi manchilin om kol ma shiyotsu. I don't think the Machne Ephraim mentions the two Shemes anymore. But I think, in regard to Machne Ephraim's Chakir, what's the pshat of Hefka Bezden Hefka? So one way is that Bezden has a keach to divest title from Ruvein and to invest Shimon. Of course, it has to be based on time, not on terror. But it has that keach. And another one is, no, Bezden does not have the keach to divest title from Ruvein and to invest Shimon with title. But Bezden has a keach to take away the property of Ruvein and to give it to Shimon, and it's not Gezel by Shimon, but it doesn't become Shimon's. But since it's not Gezel, so he's able to acquire it.